Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? This is Angel Lakita Moore-Tanksley of That Chick Angle TV, and I'll let the handsome man beside me introduce himself.
This is Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Big Marcus, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. One more again. Y'all so, listening to this, we had to start over because I went in a little hard. It's a touchy subject, so...
We're doing it again.
We want people to receive this. So
what he's talking about, because they don't know what you're talking about yet. We are doing a special episode of Is This Going to Cause an Argument? Because people asked us to talk more on Black Lives Matter, as well as the Beyonce Super Bowl performance, like the Black Panther Party versus the Ku Klux Klan. And so we wanted to go ahead and get this up soon. So we are recording this quickly, and I'm getting this up in about 2 days. So we hope that we're able to shed some light on people who don't understand what's happening in the world right now. And you know, when we first recorded, because we are both very passionate about this topic, we're both Black people, we have young sons, and we don't want them growing up in the way the society is going now when it comes to Black youth. This is not the world that we want them in. So we're hoping to make this a better world by bringing a better understanding to people. But before we jump in, I want to remind you all to please subscribe to our podcast, both on iTunes and SoundCloud. So you got two places where you can subscribe to the audio of the podcast. Or if you want to just see our lovely faces, you can go to my YouTube channel, which is That Chick Angle TV. As always, if you have any questions that you want to ask us, especially after this one, please use the hashtag ITGTCAA either underneath the video on YouTube, or you can leave it in my Twitter, and we'll get back to you either via like commenting or in the next podcast.
So you get to see some behind the scenes
absolutely
stuff, and maybe even the whole rant that we just 30-minute rant we went on before this.
Yes, we went for a while, then we had to stop because the baby was crying. I was like, we need to redo it so that we can. I just want this, like I said, not everybody's going to receive it. Some people just want to be nasty. Some people want to be ignorant. But I feel like there are people out there that really just want a better understanding of what's going on. So we're hoping that we can do that.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Which is a movement.
Which is a movement. I'm going to start off the same way, though. Black Lives Matter doesn't mean only Black Lives Matter. It's basically the silent word that people are missing is not only, like she said before, it's Black Lives Matters also, because this country or other countries also, but we're in this country, so we're talking about this one, or the world acts like that Black lives don't matter. So that's where that comes from. It doesn't mean white lives don't matter, Asian lives don't matter, none of that. It just means Black Lives Matters also, because it's so much evidence and so much that promotes that it's not, they don't matter. I'm trying to think of a better way to say it, but
the analogy that I'll use is, if you go to the doctor's office and he says, oh, your liver is just not in a great condition right now, I'm gonna give you some stuff to help your liver, and you go, well, what about my heart? Don't you want to give me medicine for my heart? If there's nothing wrong with your heart, we're not going to address it. We're going to address where there's a problem. And right now, as far as in race relations, there's a problem with how Black people in America are being treated. And I'm not saying that everybody has it roses and daisies. You know, there are a lot of social groups that have problems in the United States. But right now, Black people, unarmed Black people, especially youth, are being shot by police. Not only are they being shot by police officers are not getting indicted, or those who are non-police officers might be being indicted, but they're not being convicted. So that sends a sign of saying my life doesn't matter enough for justice to actually prevail in the matter dealing with the murder of this young black youth. And I'll go ahead and say this now. I said it later in the other podcast that we tried to tape, is that for me, I don't remove myself from these situations. When I see kids like Trayvon Martin being shot, I don't say, oh, that poor mother. I see it as my child. I have three young black boys that I'm trying to raise. And this is not the society I want to raise them in. Because, yeah, some people can say, but you saw Trayvon's Facebook picture where he was like holding up what looked like a gang sign. Did George Zimmerman and him, were they friends on Facebook prior to that moment for him to think, oh, this is a gang member? Like, these people aren't. And don't know these people prior to meeting them on the street and acting in the way they do. So I fear the same thing for my sons. You know, you all get to know little Marcus. You get to see how sweet he is. Mm-hmm. But imagine one day he's going to have facial hair. He's going to be tall. And he might not be as cuddly looking as he is now.
You look like me.
Yeah. And if you don't know him, you, based off of the way society portrays black youth, might see him as an intimidating force, as a threatening force that you feel like, let me protect myself first before he gets me.
As I stated before, I've been a victim of police harassment.
And he has no record.
Yeah, I have no record. I've never anything like that. I've always been more of a clean cut guy, me and my friends. But us looking the way we do, just as clean cut as any pop rock guy out there, is we've been pulled over, we've been tailed by the police, we've been disrespected, we've been shoved around by the police. I saw a couple of my friends, they were thrown on the ground and had shotguns held to the back of their head just for standing around after a party, not bad mouthing back to the cops. He asked, what are you guys doing? We just left out of the party. You know, it is a conversation. He's very combative, and it was, get on the ground now. The other cops come up, is like, really? For absolutely nothing. There wasn't a disturbance at the party. This is a college party. It's on a college campus. Educated students. No fights. Nothing like that. Not a bad environment. Everybody just standing around having a good time on a Saturday night. That ended up happening. And it's happened more than one time. I've been harassed by the cops many times. So now when I see police, most times I ignore them, but it does flashback. So when I do have an encounter with a cop, try to be very respectful. My best friend's a cop, so I'm not downing.
We're not anti-police.
Not anti-police at all. She has a sister. She works for the state.
Yeah, she prosecuting attorney. She put folk into jail.
Yes. So don't by no means take this as we're bashing the cops, but there are a lot of cops out there that shouldn't have badges. But being someone, like I said before, who has fallen victim to that type of nastiness, that disrespectful, that harassment, it's a little troubling when you do see police officers.
Go ahead and tell them what you told your nephew about the three different types of police.
I had to tell my nephew and a couple of my cousins. Actually, this was recently. I told them when they need to carry themselves a certain way. You can't act the way some of your friends may act. You can't look the way some of your friends may look. Because when you have encounters with police officers or law enforcement, there's possibly, I'm not saying every time, but possibly three types you're going to come in contact with. You're going to come in contact with a guy's probably respectful. He just wanting to know what's going on. He doesn't want any trouble. Doesn't want you to do something stupid. If you're doing something stupid, he's going to let you know, hey, fix this or you're going to be in trouble. Move it along. You know, whatever. You're going to contact. There's a good chance you come in with a combative guy. He's going to be looking for trouble. He's going to try to do something to antagonize you, to make you do something, to make him pull his weapon or to make him roughhouse you or to make him put you in handcuffs and take you to jail. That's his objective. That's what he's trying to do. Third, and most likely, is you're going to come in contact with with an officer that is frightened of you. He's intimidated by you. He's scared of you. Makes you don't want to do anything that's going to make him feel like his life is in danger.
Exactly.
Because then, in turn, he's going to arrest you, pull his weapon on you, try to shoot you because he felt his life was in danger.
And doing something that make him feel his life is in danger might just be you moving a little too quickly.
Yes.
It might not be anything that really makes sense.
Let me see your ID. You reach back and get it, and you move too fast. He can shoot you. Legally, they can lie. They can do whatever they want to save their lives. And I had to drill that into them because in Kentucky, apparently now is this thing where teenage boys ride around with hoodies on, whether black, white, whatever you may be, they ride around with hoodies on. I had to pull them to the side. No, Your friends can do that. You don't do that.
There's a white female comedian friend that I have. She has two adopted children. They're actually brothers, like biologically, but they're Latino, and one is more European looking, and like, one is
brothers as in brothers, or
they're related by blood, and the other one is darker complected, trying like to lighten lighter, the mood, John. A little bit lighter than Marcus, but darker. Now that they're teenagers. The darker one has now seen how he's treated differently when they're in social settings. Mm. And it broke her heart, but she knew she had to have a conversation with him then and there. So this goes on to me speaking of white privilege. Okay, now, even though she's a white comedian, she's now seeing what it means to have her white privilege removed, at least one of the things that I consider white privilege. If she were a white woman with only white children, the conversation that she ended up having with her darker complected son would not have had to happen.
No.
Which was, she said, if you get pulled over by the police and your white friend, she was like, first of all, you tell your white friends and your brother that when you all are pulled over by the police, that there is none of that talking back mess, the stuff that they can get away with, you can't. So in order to protect you, they need to shut the hell up. And she was like, and you make sure that, you know, just breaking down the things that a lot of black moms are having to tell their teenage sons.
It's heartbreaking that you have to have that discussion with a child, but it's true.
That's a discussion that I have to have with my son once he gets older. That is a privilege that a lot of my white counterparts have, that they don't have to have that conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you need to feel horrible about that, because I would love to have your privilege. I would love to know that my son can act like a teenager. Because teenagers do stupid stuff, but he can do stupid teenage stuff and not have to worry about getting shot in the back because somebody's intimidated, or shot in the face because somebody's intimidated by him, not because he's a demon seed out here in these streets hurting other people.
Yeah, because a lot of people confuse white privilege with social money. Status or money or financial gain. That has nothing to do with it. Someone commented on Angel's channel that they're not white privileged. They disagree with the whole white privilege thing because they're from southeastern Kentucky and they work in coal mines right alongside with black people, and we don't have clean drinking water and this, that, and the other. That has nothing to do with it. An example of that is you can go wherever you want to and do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Just by the way you look. You know, you can drive to a nice part of town, you can walk into a jewelry store or something and no one will look at you sideways, or you know, you can walk if you're a man, you can walk down the street and women won't clutch their purse when they see you coming, or they won't opt out to go to a different elevator when you're standing there. This type of stuff that happens to me all the time.
Right.
I literally see women clutch their purse. At halftime, I want to say, you know, I probably got more in my wallet, you know, but it's just to make it offensive and, you know, humorous, but this is like, really, like, it's, but it is what it is. That's just by looking at me, you know, and that's, I consider that a privilege when you know you don't make people nervous when you're around.
So this is all based on something that I call, and other people call, systematic racism. So we're not talking about one person disliking another person because of their race. We're talking about a system that has been empowered and enforced to suppress a race of people. So you might be like, come on, Angel, you got umpteen degrees, nobody's trying to suppress you. What I'm really talking about is the fact that there are images that are constantly fed into the media purposefully. I'm not saying that some of these images aren't true. Yeah, there's black on black crime, there's black crime. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen.
Absolutely.
But there's crime of all races. But the image that they want to put out of black men and of black youth as one of terror, of one of, you know, get them before they get you. And the fact that, the fact that people clutch their pearls or clutch their purses because of the thoughts that have been put into their head that have been passed down. These are things that we're having to fight against. So I don't want
like
you.
Like I brought up right before we had to cut it off last time was, you know, every time someone of power has tried to make full equality in this country, like the 60s civil rights movement, there are 5 assassinations in 5 years. All people who wanted to bring black people to equality, people of color, I'm not even going to keep saying black, people of color to equal to basically white. And that's not coincidence.
Yeah. That's we were never brought over here. Black people weren't brought over here from Africa for there to actually be equality. So that is a change in the initial plan. Okay.
Right.
Granted, yes, slavery ended back in the 1800s. But honey, there was the Jim Crow South for many years. Then there was the civil rights movement for many years. And if you think that in 2016 that everything is okie dokie. Granted, we're not back when my mother was born, but you gotta understand, my mother picked cotton as a little girl for 3 cents a pound. She was a sharecropper. She lived with her grandfather, who was a sharecropper.
Right.
My mother picked cotton for 3 cents a pound. My great grandmother.
Right. You have to realize that people's our age, you know, we're in our mid 30s, our parents lived through those times. Not our grandparents, not our great grandparents, but our parents saw that. My dad was around. My mom was around. They all saw that happen.
I'm a first generation college grad because of this. So you got to understand, there are people who can trace back college graduates for I don't know how long, but I'm bringing it down. But you have to understand that, yeah, slavery might be over, but to get back, to like really work past that, when there are people who still hold the views of blacks being inferior. It's a lot. And so we are hoping that
still trying to be held to that.
Yeah.
This country is doing a lot to, or even this word is doing a lot to hold that back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sad, but
I'm glad you said that. We were never brought here to be equal.
That was never the,
Granted, I can drop some history on you. We were actually already here, but that's a whole different discussion.
We're not talking about that right now.
I know.
So with Black Lives Matters, it's just trying to drive home the point that, look here, we matter too. You can't just kill us in the streets and think it's okay and just keep getting away scot-free. That is not going to keep happening. You're not going to say just because we live in a low-income neighborhood that our sons deserve to be shot, or we don't look like we should live in this neighborhood that our children deserve to be shot. That is no longer acceptable. Yes. And we're going to start recording you on our devices, and we're going to start holding you to the fact that you are supposed to be here to protect and serve. Yeah. And that is not what you're doing.
And we're not to say that it is not a lot of people out there doing wrong. Trust me, we know there are.
Yes.
I know some of them. I know some people right now that need to be arrested.
Arrested, though.
I feel like calling people. Yeah, arrested. I feel like calling police sometime, like, I don't know if he's still up to this, but stuff he used to do, you probably need to go pick him up, because he ain't helping the system. He ain't helping us, no. But at the same time, arrested.
Yeah.
You know, just I go back to when, you know, that one incident where the shotgun was actually put on. Could have easily shot him.
Yeah.
Both of them could have been shot right there.
And
it
no
would have
telling,
been our, it would have been a bunch of college kids' words against the cops.
And no telling what small mistake from that person's past they would have just kept replaying on the news.
Yeah, Eric, he got kicked off the football team for fighting or whatever.
Right.
He didn't, but I'm just, that's an example.
They would have found something.
Yeah. He made a D. What? He wasn't a model student. Killing.
So that's what Black Lives Matter is about.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be anything that you should fight against. It should really be something that you embrace, to be like, yeah, nobody deserves to get shot in the street. And by me saying Black Lives Matter doesn't mean, like, it's already been proved, me, if I were a white female, that I matter. That y'all ain't shooting me. Thank you. But I also want to say that in this, in me living and me having air in my life, that my black friends, my black family members, they matter too. So that's what Black Lives Matter is. So
it's not anti anything. It's not
none
putting
of that.
Us above anybody. We're just trying to get equal with everybody.
That's it. Just quit shooting us in the streets. And
speaking of,
don't shoot us in the streets. Let's move on to Beyonce, because that was something that she had in her video. Stop shooting us. So her Super Bowl performance, she gave tribute to the Black Panther Party, which surprisingly, a lot of people don't really know what the Black Panther Party is, because if so, they wouldn't have been in an uproar. Because learned their history, like really learned their history when I was in high school. And so I never even knew people had a negative stance on the Black Panther Party.
Yeah, that was shocking. Actually, no, I take that back. It wasn't shocking. I was shocked when people were comparing them to the Ku Klux Klan. That's what shocked me.
Yeah, that's let me know. I was like,
and a lot of people, they have no idea. Most people have no idea what the Black Panther Party was.
So let me give you a quick history lesson on the Ku Klux Klan, and you can give them some Black Panther Party. We'll interject, but I'll start off with the Ku Klux Klan just so people don't get confused. The Ku Klux Klan still exists. It's had three different movements, and each time it's typically had a movement, it's been in, opposition. Thank you. Opposition to something happening. So, for instance, after the Civil War, when blacks were freed, Ku Klux Klan came into existence as a way to try to regain control of the South. They wanted to be able to take back the rights of black people. So that's how they started.
They said they were free. They should die.
And if there were white people that also agreed with black people being free, they should die too. So there was some equality there. They were killing everybody.
And the Ku Klux Klan, it was a hate group. It's a domestic terrorist group.
Their whole thing was bringing back like a pure Americanism. So, you know, it was all about being white Anglo-Saxon. Yeah. So no Catholicism. You couldn't be Jewish. You definitely couldn't be black. They were not for any of that.
The purest American used to wear feathers. So... you wouldn't want to get technical. That's the purest American. Everybody else is just...
visiting. We all immigrants.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's an immigrant.
So the third wave, we'll skip the second wave. The third wave came during the civil rights movement. Okay, and the reason why I want to bring up this third wave, because this brought up the Black Panther Party. Mm-hmm. When the Ku Klux Klan came back in its third wave, they were able to work in cahoots with the police at the time. So a lot of the police in the South would help the Ku Klux Klan. So if you think about like the Freedom Riders back in the 50s and the 60s, these people who were on these buses riding through the South. So police officers in the South were allowing the Ku Klux Klan to literally attack these buses for several minutes before they would even call in police to help the Freedom Riders. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the police in the South were working with the Ku Klux Klan. So when you have the police who are supposed to be protecting you, because it was law, you know, that, you know, black people were allowed at certain places, or that the police were not, even though these were sit-ins and stuff, police were not supposed to be coming at these people with force. They were working with this group that purposely was trying to intimidate and murder black people and people who supported the cause of equal rights among black people.
And not the fact that the police not only supported the group, they were this group. That's why they were...
They had members of the police officers. That's why
they were hoods, and they want to mask their face so you don't know who they are. These were doctors, they were lawyers, they were police officers, they were teachers, they were fathers, they were uncles, they were everybody. That's why they wore hoods and covered their faces so you didn't know who they were. They were government officials, everything. So, and still are.
So when you think of this, you think of police that are supposed to be protecting you are now working with a terrorist racist group. You think, if the police aren't going to protect me, I have to protect myself. So in the 60s, the mid to late 60s in Oakland, California, started the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. That was the name of the group.
Black Panther Party for Self-Defense.
Self-Defense. Let's
led
start
by
there.
Huey P. Newton, who was a... highly educated man. Two, Huey P. Newton and
Bobby Seale.
Bobby Seale, very highly educated.
They met in college.
PhD in social science. Huey P. Newton did. Bobby Seale was also a scholar.
They were both smart men.
Very, very, very smart. These weren't thugs. So what they did was they decided, okay, since the police won't protect us and they're letting this domestic terrorist group harass our community, we're going to protect our community legally. What they decided to do is they were going to arm themselves where they could arm themselves. They were going to exercise their Second Amendment rights. And they, when they saw police or law officials doing any harmful to their community or someone or anybody, it didn't have to be black people. It could be anybody. They were basically policing the police.
Right.
That was what they were there to do.
They used to give out free breakfasts.
They gave out free breakfasts to children, and they were trying to keep the community safe, communities safe. They were a fully positive group. And the reason people that don't know about them have a negative image for them, because it wasn't in the best interest of the government, because the government was working with the Ku Klux Klan and they were the complete opposition of the Ku Klux Klan.
So Edgar Hoover, who was over the, he's slipping my mind right now. Anyways, he was putting taps on the Black Panther Party, infiltrating the party, doing a lot of things to try to criminalize them as much as possible. So they were trying to catch them in any type of illegal activity possible. So a lot of the breakdown in the Black Panther Party, because the Black Panther Party only existed for like I think a decade and a half, maybe 2 decades. They didn't last nearly as long as Ku Klux Klan. Ku Klux Klan has been going strong, honey.
Yeah, since the Civil War. They're still strong. They're still rallying.
Still going strong.
These are the people who used to murder, kill, and hang people for fun.
The Ku Klux Klan has killed thousands, where that's not something that you're going to find on the Black Panther Party. The most negative stuff you might find is that there might have been some drug you don't even know if it's true. I don't believe it's more likely it's not true, but some sort of drug affiliation because of what all was happening with J. Edgar Hoover, putting these taps, infiltrating them, getting like kind of like implants in there to kind of
and they claim get them. It was drug activity,
right? So even if that were the case, they weren't in these streets killing cops. So I don't understand where this whole
they weren't killing cops. They weren't killing white people. They weren't hunting people down. They weren't dragging them behind the vehicles. They weren't hanging them. They weren't burning churches and people's families. And they weren't doing any of this. They were trying to help the community.
So
do your research, please. Don't just take our word for it. By all means, please do your own research.
Absolutely.
And you will see.
So to have the Black Panther Party and Beyoncé's tribute to them be equated to the Ku Klux Klan honestly made no sense to me, because the Ku Klux Klan was literally made out of self-defense, because, you know, everybody likes to go to Martin Luther King and Gandhi and be like, you know, they did things peacefully and stuff. But sometimes you are allowed to defend yourself. And that's what they did. Like, I don't understand why people feel like you always got to.
Because you started with Ku Klux
Klan. Oh, sorry. Yeah, the Black Panthers. That's what they did. They defended themselves, where literally the Ku Klux Klan was opposition anytime they saw blacks making more strides towards equal rights. Their movement would pick up as an opposition to it, and they would use intimidation and murder to slow that down any way possible. And they didn't care.
They were fully protected by the government and law enforcement.
They didn't care if you were black or white. If you weren't for their movement, they were not having it.
Oh, I wish I could find that book. I have a book on a lawyer that was fighting against them, white guy, and how he was a lawyer and had to start basically carrying a gun because he was holding cases against law enforcement officials that were part of the Klan and would target people of color.
The Ku Klux Klan, there's an organization, and it's flying out of my head, that has declared them a terrorist group. The United States government needs to declare them completely as a terrorist group so that they're not
terrorists. You're supposed to protect us against foreign terrorists, foreign and domestic.
The reason, and I think the reason why, is because every time there's a new resurgence, they try to like manipulate the mission of it as something different. But I can tell you, during the time of the 60s, the 50s and the 60s, when the Black Panther Party was around and the Ku Klux Klan was also around, this was a definite terrorist group, because that's what they were doing. They were burning. They had an auxiliary
group. Still a hate group.
For women. And the women were in charge of being in parades, burning crosses, making hooded costumes. Like the Black Panther Party, they never hid behind anything. They wore berets.
Black jeans, leather jackets, black pants.
Like, they weren't hiding their faces because they were doing things legally in order to protect their community. So this is what Beyoncé was doing. She was just saying, look, these people fought against police brutality, and I'm using my performance to fight against police brutality. That's all it is.
And Beyoncé was a goddess until she reminded people that she was black. She was like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm black.
Or at least aware of black issues. Yeah. I guess y'all think because, not y'all, excuse me, I don't want to generalize. I guess certain people think because she is this wealthy woman that she's not aware of what's going on within her own culture. Right. And one quick thing, because this is going on for so long. One last thing. The difference between black power and white power. I'm going to do this really quickly.
Yes.
Okay, black, first of all, I'm not defining that as just skin color. Black, to me, has to do with the culture in which Africans who were brought here as slaves had to assimilate and become this whole group, which is called black. So it's not just about the skin color, it's about the experience, because there are people who are from Africa that were never slaves that live here. That's not the same thing.
No.
So when we talk about black pride or black power. It's those of us who have been disenfranchised in this country, who are the descendants of slaves, who have had to fight for equality, are still currently fighting for equality, who have are fighting for value, are saying, you know what, we are beautiful, we're powerful. It doesn't matter how you tear us down, how you rip us down, we can be proud of who we are. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, white power or white pride, as the movement became from out of the Ku Klux Klan and other groups, the White yeah. Knights or whoever,
has this, never been anything positive for anyone else.
It's all about getting the Ku Klux Klan. Their first mission was to strip away the rights that were given, the few rights that were given to black people once slavery was ended. They wanted to go to white nationalism, being that they felt like they were the purest form, and anything that was not them needed to be submissive to them. You understand? So black power is not trying to make anybody submissive to them.
It's being prideful where you're from.
It's celebrating the fact that this has been our journey. Mm-hmm. No matter how not cute it was, this is our journey. We can still celebrate who we are. So if you're a white person and you want to be proud, be a proud American is what that's the difference. It's that's the culture. But to say that white power is the same thing as black power. Yeah. No, we're not talking. White power is talking about you just proud because you white.
And we're talking about the roots of white power. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Where black power is saying we're proud of our culture. It's like a Puerto Rican being excited about being Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. We're saying, as blacks, we are proud of all the struggles we've been through. We're proud that we made it through the Middle Passage, because 1.8 million black slaves didn't make it through the Middle Passage. That's the part of the ocean
from Africa to here.
Exactly. 1.8 million died in the ocean, were eaten up by sharks. So we're able to say, our ancestors made it through the Middle Passage, made it through slavery, made it through Jim Crow South, made it through the Civil Rights Movement for us to get here to actually have a first black president to see. So we can say black is beautiful, black pride, without it being putting down another race, where white pride or white power has never been about equality or celebrating just celebrating because your culture is amazing. It's about oppressing other races so that race can be seen as the better, purer, more superior race.
Yeah, the fact that, you know, most white people can trace their history all the way back to, like, the, you know, 1300s.
I can get to my great-great-grand, maybe great-great-great, and then stop right there.
Right.
We're done.
So that's your pride. That's the pride you get. You can date it all the way back to as far back as you want to go.
Yeah, you can actually claim a country. You can be like, I'm a proud Italian.
I'm Italian. I'm
a proud Irish person.
Yes, I'm from Germany. I'm from Spain.
So that's equivalent to black pride, but white power? No.
You just did it. That's white power.
Miss me with that. Yeah. Okay, guys, we covered so much. We didn't get to cover everything, and we hope that you all were able to understand some things. Please leave us questions, because we will answer them.
Yes, we will.
Because we want there to be an understanding. We feel like these conversations are what help people really get a better understanding of what's happening out in the race, because we have to make this a better world for the people that are younger than us.
Right.
Okay, so again, if you have any questions, use the hashtag ITGTCAA, either at my Twitter, the handle is @AngelTheActress, or underneath this video on YouTube, which is That Chick Angel TV. If there's a comment section on SoundCloud, you can use it there. You can also leave me questions on my Facebook page, which is That Chick Angel TV as well. As always, we will be uploading on Wednesdays. If you have any topic suggestions, also leave those in the comments below. I think that's it. Is there anything else?
Yeah, just I know we might have a few ignorant people that want to get on there. So be respectful, as we have been.
Yeah. And if you felt like we were trying to demean you, we weren't.
We really aren't. We were just trying to educate people. And if you get on there, you're disrespectful, I'm going to come for you right before deleting your post.
Right before I delete it. If I get to you first,
everybody else see it.
Like, I'm going to delete it.
No, but we really appreciate all the comments that we get. And that's how this came about. Somebody asked us to talk about it and explain it. So this is what we're doing.
All right, guys. Well, it's hot. I need to go to bed.
I gotta do laundry.
Alright, you guys be blessed, and we will talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.
Peace.